God's spirit, that's the way it is. It don't slam nothing in your face and tell you you're going to hell. All I don't know what to do, man. And if you got God's love, you won't do that. I am sure. I have heard of them. Just you're on your way to hell. And all of this. But if you'll just be calm and wait on the Lord, He'll fix it for you. Speak to the man, woman, girl, or boy, whoever you're talking to. Sure will.
How far along were you able to get in school?
Third grade. Just about finished up the third grade. I have enough education that I can read my Bible and some in newspapers and almanacs. And if I get off, if I was to get way off where I couldn't get back, I could write enough, good enough in a letter to let you know, send me some money or come get me.
Yes, sir.
I could do that, you see. I appreciate that. I can write a letter, and I appreciate that.
Did you have to stop school to help out with your parents' work or something like that?
We just never did live close enough to school for us to go to. Back way back in the country, most all the time. And so we moved up at Stockton, and we come to Stockton school more than there and nothing we ever did go to. We went to one or two more little schools, but we never did learn very much. Just kind of got on the road, you see. And then we come to Stockton, what we learned, most we learned was Stockton by this teacher.
You were telling me last week about the senior citizens group you're in?
Yeah.
What is that exactly? Is that,
a club.
Does it have a name?
Well, yeah, it's just called Senior Citizen Club. And it's just a movement of people. And we have donations to us, such as a bus. And we have a bus to ride on. They furnished our bus to ride on. And it's all free. And we pay in so much to stay in the club. And our expense a month is only 50 cents a piece.
That's not bad at all. I think I could afford that.
Yeah, all right. Well, I told you that to tell you this. But there ain't nobody hardly but what hands them a dollar once a month. And from that on up, maybe. Yeah. All right. And I heard the leader say this past time that we must watch out. We were getting about $25 or $30 ahead. And we're going to take this here money and we're going to go to the Offerland Homes.
To the what?
To the Offerland Homes. Homes that's in need, you know. Veterans, we go there and trips there. And we take this money, overplus, and we buy stuff for them, whatever we think we need. And the ladies will even buy some clothes for some of the folks that need if they find it out. And you know, they do that. Anyhow, we spend this money to the glory of God. We call that the glory of God, and it is. To help our family. And the leader spoke this last time that we needed to do something about that. I thought that was so great. And we had 23 in our club this time. Nice bunch of us.
Enjoy that?
Oh, Lord, yeah. And it's such a clean place where we go. That's a Latter-day Saint church. It is just tremendous. I go up there to meet. I hadn't been up there though in a good while, but I'm going to go back up there. Hear them talk some too.
Have you ever been in any other kind of club besides this one?
No, this is the only club I've ever belonged to. It's called a club, yeah. Only club, only one I ever wanted to belong to so far, as I know about, of course. I find out by the Bible too much society is not good, and of course I've learned Jesus' way, and I'd rather not get into too much of society. All I go for this is because I get to travel and look at God's nature and see the great waters. We go lots to the Gulf.
To where?
We go lots down to the Gulf. We're going down to Fort Walton Beach this next trip.
Oh, really?
This coming Tuesday week, we'll be on another trip. be going down to Port Walton Beach, far as we know.
That'll be fun.
It will.
Have you been there before?
Yeah, one time. I always want to go back. See the sights, you know. It's real. You been down there?
It's been a long time. Yeah. I've been down there before. Do you like the beaches and all?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, you know. The great water. Yeah. Cast the bread upon the waters, the Bible says, and it will return.